It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
RNC co-chairman Michael Whatley. I was in the camp, I don't know about you, that thought Joe Biden was going to eke this through somehow or another, despite the soft coup that happened there with them. So, you know, you put all your stakes down on that. But I'm sure you guys were also looking at VP Harris. Give us a sense. You know, the claim is Republicans were not ready for her.
Well, look, I think that we don't have to change our playbook one bit because Kamala Harris has been there. It is the Biden-Harris administration. It's the Biden-Harris campaign. And every single disastrous policy that they have run over the last 4 years, whether it is an open border policy that has allowed 10 million illegal immigrants to come across the southern border, whether it is her casting the tie-breaking vote on a $1.9 trillion spending package that ushered in record-setting inflation that has driven gasoline prices, grocery prices, and housing prices through the roof, or, you know, the fact that she has been so weak on the world stage. You know, people forget that she was the one sent to Russia to tell them not to invade Ukraine, and they invaded Ukraine 5 days later. She owns this record of failure every bit as much as Joe Biden does. And our approach is going to remain the same because only one candidate can unite the country, restore our southern border, restore our economy, and restore our standing in the world, and that's Donald Trump.
Talk to me. I know you can't give us specifics, but I don't know if you probably remember. You've been in politics quite a while. The campaign of George Herbert Walker Bush, the Willie Horton ad, that was villainized, but it was the truth of what happened. We played it again this morning. And Kamala Harris has similar baggage, I would say, in her time as a prosecutor, alleged prosecutor in California, some of the illegal immigrant stuff, some of the anti-cop stuff. Are we going to be seeing that, do you think?
Well, look, I think the more relevant part of what we can talk about is the fact that as a United States senator, she ran an effort to bail out criminals. And one of those criminals turned out to commit murder. The fact that as a senator, she has led the defund the police movement. She has, as a vice president, always wanted to defund the police. She has never backed the blue. There is a trail on this, a mile long, to talk about her and her standing in terms of where the police are. In fact, we just had the police organization, the major police organization across the country, endorse President Trump from the stage in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. So we have law enforcement officers all across this country who understand that Kamala Harris would be an absolute disaster for them and their everything that they're trying to do to protect our communities.
Now, the border czar stuff with her, their contention, and boy, it's Soviet Union style. It's not just media bias. They're erasing stuff. Is to say all VP Harris was supposed to do, go to Guatemala, places like that, figure out how to help them so many people won't come here. How do we deal with that?
Well, look, I mean, she was the border czar. And all you got to do is go back and look at all of the media that mm-hmm. Surrounded her taking over that role. You know, the thing is that their border policy actually worked from their perspective. They took 94 executive actions to dismantle the most secure southern border that the United States have ever had. They're the ones that have actually sued Texas for trying to protect the border themselves. This is not an accident. This is not, oh, we had no idea. These are unintended impacts. They wanted those 10 million people in the United States. I think you need to ask yourselves why. And she is never going to be able to get away from that track record. And the American people strongly oppose the open border policies that she brings to the table.
As an issue, certainly extremely important. Does it play into the election with inflation, illegal immigration? Benjamin Netanyahu dissed yesterday, mobs outside. VP Harris didn't fulfill her duties as president of the Senate. Instead, is giving a speech at a college sorority.
Yeah, I think that it is, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have absolutely abandoned Israel. They are not standing with our allies anywhere around the world. They have made America weaker on the international stage. And I think that that's a tremendously important thing. The fact that they have walked away from Israel to try and assuage a mob and try and get a voting bloc up in Michigan is reprehensible. And it's not going to work for them, because that crowd is so radical that even though Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have not stood by Israel, that group is going to continue to protest against them as well as anybody else.
Chairman, if people want to volunteer, help out, and we try to mention this each time because, you know, voter integrity, you are the guy that I think has a tremendous reputation in this. Is there any update on that, and how do people help out? Where do they go?
We are well on our way to securing the 100,000 volunteers that we need all across the country. We need 5,000 of them in every battleground state, including Pennsylvania. We need people to go to protectthevote.com. They got to sign up. We're going to get them in. We're going to get them trained, and we're going to get them deployed because it is absolutely critical for us to be in the room whenever votes are being cast or being counted.
Absolutely. But, I mean, is there any new wrinkle, anything? It seems as if, due to your efforts, the RNC, we haven't seen anything like Zuckerbucks or anything like that out there. Is there anything you're eyeballing in Pennsylvania or the swing states?
We're monitoring pretty much everything at this point in time. We're anxiously awaiting to see kind of what the voter registration numbers are going to be at the end of the day. We have fortunately seen Republican gains on voter registration across the board. And I think that a huge part of election integrity is not just being there, but it's announcing that you're going to be there. You know, the analogy that I use is, I would rather have a police car parked in front of a storefront window than call them after a rock gets thrown through it. And that's really kind of the approach that we're going to take. You know, we have started to get some very serious wins in the courts, including up in Pennsylvania. And we're going to continue to be very aggressive in making sure that everybody knows, if you cheat in this election, we are going to catch you. And you are going to get prosecuted.
Trump-Harris debate. We have the one on ABC. President Trump talking about wanting multiple debates. What can you tell us?
President has made it very clear that he wants to have multiple debates, and that he uses the debates, as we saw the first one, as an opportunity to really talk directly to the American people about his vision. You know, that we keep saying that the Democrats under Joe Biden had a messenger problem, but more importantly, they have a message problem. The Kamala Harris supports every single major policy initiative that Joe Biden was championing. She was there hand in hand with him and has to answer for that. And you're going to answer for that on a debate stage when the candidates have the opportunity to talk about immigration and the southern border, to talk about inflation and inflationary spending and what that means for Americans, and to talk about, our standing in the world. You know, when America is weak, the world is a dangerous place, and we're living that right now. So, yeah, Donald Trump does absolutely want to debate, and we're looking forward to those conversations as soon as we can get them lined up.
Thank you, Chairman. Come back again soon. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. We really appreciate you and all your listeners.
All right. RNC co-chairman Michael Whatley, you heard what he said about election integrity. That's why Trump put him into that role or ticketed him for that role. That's his side of it. Okay. Again, the drumbeat with the teachers union today. Project 25, again, how they want to decimate public education. Now, they're making the point that, as the vice president would say, we should have that conversation about public education. You know, we hear...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Constantly. Again, she's with the teachers union today. When the NEA was here, it was kind of funny because of the Pringle woman and all those things. Do we really have an education system? I think some people probably believe none of this matters. If all these kids, hordes of kids, turn out of school every year and they don't know that much, let's take some callers. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Tom, all they're doing is playing semantics with their own mistakes. And it's damage control.
Here's the point, though, Joe. You say all, but if the media does that, that's the source of what people get. So we have to figure out how to break that down, how to penetrate that.
Well, we got to talk about a work ethic. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. You know, she was immediately appointed that position, mm-hmm. and she went to a non-border... She went to a non-border city, and then she hasn't been back since. So her work ethic through her whole tenure has been horrendous. And I think you could build on that.
I'm not sure that that's going to pop. They're going to say VP doesn't do a lot, but not going to the border. She's right, given their side of it, given their strategy, and given what they want. Of course she wouldn't go to the border. Yeah, of course.
Well, we got to tell people, you know, it's got to be known that she didn't see what was intended to be seen.
Right. Exactly. That's the play. But got to win this battle that she was the border czar. You know,
I think you got to make it look ridiculous, you know, on the lines of, oh, come on, Kamala.
I like that. I like that kind of ad, Joe, to do that. All right, Joe, something that tells you you're in the future. What do you have?
Well, I think it's these location chips they're putting in pets. I think expand out beyond that.
No, you're not starting toward humans. A conspiracy,
going?
Yeah, right?
Quite possibly. Start with prisoners. You know, just keep getting your foot in the door and then your leg in the door. Sure, why not?
All right. Thank you. Thanks very much. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board.
Parents microchipping their children to see where they are.
Yeah, well, that I remember that, Dan, early on. That was the thing, the identification and all that. I get it, but man, this is a step too far. How about putting people in jail that we obviously know might be engaged in this stuff versus talking this other crazy stuff? All right. 855-839-1210, though. That's how you get in. That's the side question today.
Just if you're curious, it is not currently possible to microchip your child.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, though. And with Harris, this is going to be more and more of a widespread media tactic. The problem they forget with the internet now It's relatively easy. We played you that one. Dan's right. It's a ping pong effect in it. Of what the media said when she was announced as the borders are, and then what happened in the last week when they're trying to get away from that title. It's a battle you got to win, though. If you're going to make it stick on the border, and if that is the number one issue, and apparently it is now, you had six Democrats vote today a resolution saying she was the border czar. She has a great deal of responsibility for what happened here. She wasn't just vice president. She was anointed the border czar. She didn't go there to see what she didn't want to see. And her policies, and it was more than going to these Central American countries and trying to dissuade them from sending people here. 855-839-1210 is how you get on board. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony early today. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Well, I'm early because I want to talk. First off, I do remember them saying that they wanted to put chips in Alzheimer's patients, so that when grandma wanders off and you don't know where she is, you can track them down.
There's always a reason. That's how it starts. Yeah, I mean, we get the reason. We get the efficiency of that potentially. But then we know what happens inch by inch with it.
And they do have flying cars. You haven't done the research. The Jetson 1. It's a race car-inspired space frame safety cell. It can fly with one motor, has a hands-free hover and emergency function, battery propulsion, ballistic parachute with rapid deployment, and radar sensor-driven auto-landing system. It's a 253-pound personal vehicle that runs on lithium-ion batteries and can travel a maximum speed of... I was just looking at that.
It's legitimate. There is actually a flying car he's talking about.
And it's legal? Yeah. You can do that?
Yeah, and you don't need a pilot's license. According to the website, all you need is $92,000, and you can fly with no pilot's license in the United States.
You're bearing the lead, though. Where's it from, Earl? Do you know where it was created?
It doesn't say.
Arezzo, Italy.
I'm on the official Jetson website.
The Italians created the first flying car. It's Italy. Italy's the answer.
Of course. Who else would do it? Okay. We said that.
I'm here in Palo Alto, California.
No. Yeah.
Because I know the French developed a personal flying platform.
No, I'm looking at the answer, Earl. I'm looking at the answer. It says Arezzo, Italy. Italy is where it was created.
All right, so Earl, tell us about fracking while you're here. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the reason I called. Fracking has been beneficial because when I'm not in the city, I'm in an area where there's a lot of fracking. It's much safer than it used to be. They always used to talk about how when you used to frack, it would poison the wells and the your tap water would catch on fire. One of the first things they did before they even drilled was they did seismic testing, and they kept making you fill out a form. Where's your well located next to your house? So they mapped everything out when they drilled. Now, the vehicles for doing all the work is very hard on the roads. In exchange for doing all that drilling, oil company, the gas companies, went and rebuilt all of the bridges in our county. So that they could handle all the heavier traffic. And it is an economic boom because some farmers have actually retired,
right.
Usually the ones that actually have the wells on their property. And it's now to the point where you can't find anybody to take any fields because all the farmers are completely filled up with as much land as they can handle because some of them retired. The ones that are still doing the farming have more land than they know what to do with.
All right, Earl. Thank you for that. So tell us, what's the futuristic thing for you?
Mine is just playing off of what you and Dan have been talking about. I was at the BJ's Wholesale Club the other day, and they have an employee called Tally, which is a autonomous robot that goes around and does inventory. So we have robots that can go around and count boxes on shelves, but we still haven't developed a voting machine that can count votes.
Ah, thank you very much. Well, we have Marty. I can't stand Marty, as everybody knows.
Even the googly eyes will make it better.
The googly eyes and always bumping into you and screaming, spill on
aisle
and
eight.
These people hate it. There's one drop there and it's screaming a spill that they have to deal with. All right.
So, real quick, on that Jetson vehicle that Earl was talking about that was created in Italy, it was actually first developed in Poland, and they moved from Poland to Italy.
That's unlikely.
So I got to ask, do you think that was a move because they knew that if people knew that the Polish created a flying vehicle, they didn't want to ride in it?
That's it. Exactly. I was going to go
I say
right
that
there.
As a Borowski. Yes. I'm just putting
I knew you were. That's why I let you do it. Exactly right. All right.
Do they trust the Italians? Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, when it comes to vehicles, they do. Pasta vehicles, women, yes.
Yeah, didn't Da Vinci have like some flying car plans or something like
that? He did.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, for a while, we've held off on this because all the breaking developments, but it's a good day for it. Mark Dallas is a cop who was involved in the schools. We're going to play you a little bit coming up of a school shooting that he was involved in where he knew the shooter. Had stayed over his house with his son in his sleepover, something like that. And
so he knew the kid because his son kind of floated in the same social circle.
Yes.
So he wasn't sleeping over the night before the shooting or anything.
No, not the night before the shooting. And the other part of it is Pennsylvania, in the middle of this budget thing, passes a law that says that every school district now must have a trained security officer. Trained in firearms, too. You must have them trained in that. And I'm telling you, this is an issue floating out there where school districts are going to have to make a decision. And once people get wind of this, it's going to be very interesting to see a lot of our suburban districts. Why wouldn't you have someone thoroughly trained there able to stop an intruder like Officer Mark Dallas did? In an horrific situation. We'll play you the news coverage of it coming up and then get his take on all this and what it was like to go through that, Mark Dallas. It is relatively rare, shockingly, I think, that police officers do move toward the shooter. In Columbine, they did. And Mark, you probably know they stayed outside for a while. There was talk of bombs and all. I hear that, but people were being massacred. So what was your thought process? You knew of this kid through your son?
Actually, I coached this kid, our shooter, from sixth grade all the way to senior high school in football and track. He did spend the night at our house before. He ran around with my son in grade school, and then he started to stray from the groups that my son hung around with and kind of dabbled in a little bit of drug stuff. So my son got away from him and never really hung out with him too much except for sports.
So when you're confronting him and chasing him down and you know a suspect in that situation, and according to reports, he's still firing, et cetera, I know you're trained, if you're going to shoot, you're training to use lethal force. What were you thinking about that?
Well, when I engaged him in the school, he had just got done shooting at one of our staff members, and he missed, thank God, and he ran out the front of our gymnasium, and later in court I found out he had a malfunction in his firearm. That's why he disengaged. But as he exited the school, he cleared the jam up in his firearm. He had an Uzi 9mm with a long 7-inch or 9-inch barrel on it, and then he started shooting at me. Knowing the kid, I just did what I was trained to do, and we're trained to stop the threat. He was still an active threat. So I engaged him. I shot at him. He was one of our linebackers, so he's really fast. And I got him twice. I struck him and about 45 yards out. So
after that experience, though, being through that, though, you know, what do you say to those? There was the vice president of the United States today at the American Federation of Teachers. I'm a former teacher, Mark. And I believe not only should you have the certified school resource officer, but I believe that you could do this with certain people in the school, certify them. Maybe teachers, it's a little hard, you know, being in a classroom and having a sidearm. But the principal, the vice principal, the athletic director, even people in the lunch thing, you know, they're not directly in front of students. What do you think of that idea?
I've had some officers or other teachers when I was still working ask me the same thing. I think I'm like you. I think there are certain people that aren't in front of the students that could be trained to do that stuff, and I'm not opposed to it. Back when I was still working, I kind of was because I knew when we had our situation, we probably had 50 cops from outside of the area showing up that doesn't know everybody that's there. So if we had some teachers there that were armed, they possibly could have got injured themselves.
Yeah, I understand. Here's what Vice President Harris said, Mark Dallas.
While you tried to create safe and welcoming places, where our children can learn, extremists attack our freedom to live safe from gun violence. They have the nerve to tell teachers to strap on a gun in the classroom.
All right, so, Mark, safe and welcoming places. The only way that I see that you can do that is to have someone like you there for a couple reasons. One, if there's a sense of a shooter that someone like you is there, it ratchets up the fact that they'll go somewhere else. And two, if the worst is happening, I've always thought you were in it. They can't massacre people. That kid could have killed the one person he fired at. But when you're under fire yourself, you can't methodically go through and just massacre people.
Right. I guarantee you, when our shooter seen me, he forgot about me. I seen the look in his face, and he was like, oh, my God, I forgot about him. He has a gun, too. And that's why he engaged me. We never found out the reason why. But what the vice president is saying, look at all the people that have come across our border that we do not know. What, 8 million plus? Christopher Wray, the FBI director, is saying that we have terrorists that we have to start worrying about. We need to harden our targets, which obviously these terrorists and criminals, they know that our schools are not hardened targets, not all of them. Our department, we've always had an SRO ever since Columbine in our schools, our high school and our middle school. And we trained for this day. And I would say 95% of our SROs were all certified SWAT officers of some sort, or they served on the SWAT team.
Yeah. Officer Mark Dowis with us here on Talk Radio 1210. I know Dan has a question in a minute, but I have one more. I once did, of all shows, Mark, the Montel Williams show. And the point that I made, I was on there to say, we need someone like you in there. Montel Williams, I'll tell you this, the person that was anti my thing walked out, Dan, and the door slammed on the side of the set. So I did my job. And what I pointed to, Mark, my experience in schools, several schools that I was in, had an unfathomable number of doors and entrances. And sure, you can tell people all the time they should self-lock, they can do all that stuff. But delivery people come, or somebody forgets, props open a door in Uvalde. I think they did that. You can't depend on that. There are too many doors, and there always will be, apparently, in schools to protect them in that way. You need somebody like you there.
Yeah, we had that problem when I was at the high school. We had 33 doors at our school, and we had about 900 students and staff. The doors and the entry points were whittled down, I guess you could say, to certain points that the kids could enter. But you do have people that prop them open, or you have a teacher wait for a food drop-off or something. So we actually would, our department would test them. We'd send people in trying to get in there, and the staff knew they could get in trouble, too, if they would do that or got caught doing it.
Officer Mark Dowis with us. Dan, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to give a laud him with some of his accomplishments. Named Officer of the Year by International Association Chiefs of Police. He's done a lot. He has a way, a street named after him locally. Dom, he has a day named after him.
How do you celebrate? See, we have Dom Giordano Day in a resort called Wildwood, and we have Mulligan's Bar, which is famous. We go there, and people celebrate Dom Giordano Day. How do they celebrate Mark Dowis Day?
Well, usually it's a bunch of either retired cops or cops. We all get together and enjoy a few beverages.
I love it. So I underline the accomplishments because I would assume, sir, that you're able now to turn your expertise, what you've been through, into some kind of advising. If school districts in Pennsylvania who are now required to have these school resource officers, you know, on deck, if they want your help, is there a way for them to reach out? How do they get your help?
Yes, I started an LLC. It's called Dallas Consulting Group, and the email is madallas161@gmail.com.
Give it that again, officer, please.
madallas161@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you've done, and thanks for being a character, too. I can tell.
Thank you.
Thanks, officer. We have you in the bullpen. We'll be calling you.
Thank you, officer.
All
thanks,
right,
officer.
Anytime.
Thanks, Officer Mark Dowis. Yeah, watch this now. We're ahead of the curve here. We had on Donna Sheeran, the state rep, a great state rep from Montgomery County, and we talked about what the heck happened here? We're in the budget thing. We're talking school choice. All of a sudden, as a compromise, they're giving $50,000 as a grant to every school district, I believe it is. And what they have to do is they, by law, have to have someone trained in various police work slash firearms. So the question is going to be, how many school districts now are going to have someone armed, at least in the high school or something like that? I don't think they could do it in every school. And how many will reject it? What do you think your local school board would do? Philadelphia reject, Lower Merion reject, but there's any number of them in the Central Bucks. Oh, man. Probably rejection there. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up at 2 o'clock, friend of the show, Marinda Devine, great writer for the New York Post, has a scoop today. Local cops across the country are refusing to share info with the FBI because they have a crisis of confidence in them. And one of the major reasons is DEI hires. DEI again. Vice President Harris, answer your phone.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.